Daf Hey Amud Aleph. So the Gemara said, the Gemara had discussed on Amud Beis whether you have to add to make the mavoi the right size, lesser size. Do you need a tefach or four tefachim? So the Gemara says everyone holds that you'll be mishtamish underneath the kaira. So therefore, we don't say pita ger to say some on the inside of the kaira, but more rather on the outside. The machlekes says one holds the kaira is only al tzeker, and one holds the kaira is al tzmechitza. If you say it's al tzeker, you need a tefach. If you say it's al tzmechitza, there's no mechitza for less than four tefach. Another test, everyone holds the kaira is al tzeker. Here, it's a hek. The machlekes will be is if the heker that's on the bottom is the same thing as a heker shalmala. Do you need it on the same size a tefach? One says we don't say heker shamatis ke heker shamala. And another tarot says, we say, everyone holds heka shamata is keka shamal, meaning it has to be four tvachim. Sorry, that's al mechitza. But the gazrinan shema yifchis, whether he'll step on it, and by stepping on it, he will cause it to be less. And that would be a problem. Then the Gemara continues. What happens if it was less than 10 tefachim, and he dug in it to be mashed into 10 tefachim? How much does he dig? Someone says, how much he digs, how much he needs. But how long, how deep into the mavi does he have to dig? Rabbi Yosef Rabbi said 4 amas, and 4 tefachim. Rabbi Yosef said 4 tefachim, Rabbi said 4 amas. So that's it. Rabbi Rabasi, they're arguing their sheet, because we learned the mavi, they got broken open from the side towards the front of the front door. So we learned the name of Rav Ravasi. If there is a board for tvachim, then it's matter, the pits up to 10 tvachim. If not, less than 3 tvachim, it's matter. 3, it's not matter. Because then we don't say love it. If it's less than 3, if it's more than 3, it's not going to be matter, this pass, because it doesn't have enough shear of a wall. So Rav Yosef will hold a Ravami, and therefore he'll say 4 tvachim. Abaya will not hold of Rav Asi Ami, and therefore he'll say you need 4 amas. So Abaya said, over there, it's the end of the mava. Here, it's the beginning of the mava. He's starting the whole mava. If there's 4 amas, yes, if not, not. Abaya said, how do I know this? Because he said the mava is not mutter with lechi kur until there's houses and chatzeres open to it. Now, if it's 4 tvachim, how's it shaykh? If you're going to say that it's open in the fourth wall, Rav Nachman said we know that a mava is the mava that's mutter with lechi kur is only if the length is more than its width. And there's houses and courtyards open to it. Rav Yosef says it's in the corner. So Abai said, how do I know this? Because Rav Chum said, in the name of Ravuna, lechi that's boiled from the doifen of the mova, less than 4 amas, then it's a lechi. You don't need another lechi to be matter that part of the lechi, as you see the picture in Rashi on the bottom. If it's 4 amas, then it's a mova, and then you need another lechi for that to be matter. Rav Yosef says, it doesn't have a din of teres lechi until it's 4 amas. To be considered a mova, even with 4 tvachim, it's considered a mova. So now the one is going to explain. Rav Chaim said the name of Rav Huna, lechi that sticks from the doifen of a mavoi. If it's less than 4 amas, then it's a lechi. And you don't need another lechi to be matter. If it's 4 amas, then it's nidna al tzmavi, you need another lechi to be matter. So that lechi, where does he stick it? If he puts it next to it, he's just being moist. So Papa said he puts it on the other side. Rav Huna Rishu said even on, he puts it right next to it. It's a little tall, a little short, a little wider, a little thicker. If one of the shul said it didn't tell me a moment that's 8 tvachim, but a moment that's 7 tvachim is nita, it becomes mutter because then it's aimed the rubal apart by having 4 tvachim closed. It's kalachem from the chotzer. My other chotzer doesn't have a het of lechem kair. It's nita, the wall is what the aimed rubal apart. It's a moment that's nita lechem kair, avad, it should be nita by aimed rubal apart. So one says, but what about a chotzer that the pirtz is be'eser, where a moment the pirtz is 4 tvachim? So if one of the shul says, even a moment is also pirtz be'eser. So who do we say this according to Rafuna? Rafuna says Pirtz is Dalit. So he holds, Rafuna sure holds his own reasoning. Rav Asher says, even if you can say Mobi Shemoina, also doesn't need a lechi. Because Monashach, if it's Aymed Nafish, then it becomes Mutu and Rubal parts. If it's parts of Nafish, then it has a lechi. So what are you going to say? Maybe it's exactly equal. It's exactly equal to Savi Derabon and Savi Derabayin Lahakl. The Monash starts. Rav Chan Barav said the name of Rav Mobi that's Nifritz from the side, 10 Tvachim. From the beginning, if it's open, it's Bedalit. So why is the side 10? Because say it's the entrance. But let's say it's the entrance. So we'll continue this image from tomorrow. This is the end of Daf. Hey.